every
day. We all know the chicks south of the Mason-Dixon is where it's at. I mean, it is what it is.
Didn't he meet her at the casino table, Chris?
Blackjack.
Blackjack table?
Yeah, playing a little blackjack in Vegas.
So he doubled down, and that's how he got her attention? Is that the story? He doubled. He goes, I'd like to live dangerous. What was it?
He split, sir, you have a 20.
He split his.
Sir, but you have a 20. Hit me.
Never split, split aces.
I also like to live dangerously.
He split his 10s, and he got them both painted with aces, and he hit 21-21, and she's like, I like this guy.
She's like, how's them apples?
How do you like it? So the football staff is continuing to be rounded out, Chris.
Yep.
Receivers coach and you know, somebody had actually asked us about Bobby Allen, too, and what his status was potentially. And I guess Tim Horton, I guess, would be in the same mix, that he's still sort of hanging out there for some other opportunities. What's the update on all that?
Yeah, I think with those two guys, the feeling I get is that it will kind of depend on what other, you know, what other staff options they can come up with. I think, you know, the running backs coach, and I cannot remember his name off the top of my head, from Wisconsin, I think he's the guy that they're trying to get down here. So that would, you know, that would happen with Tim. And, I mean, you know, I don't know what you do with Tim at that point. So, and then they're adding defensive staff. And Bobby's obviously attractive because he's got the two sons who are quarterbacks, including one of the commitments. But, I think he's really evaluating the staff. And I like what they've done so far. I mean, it looks like they've added a whole bunch of guys who can recruit. We've talked about it before. I think Arkansas's got a lot to sell. Sometimes they're just not able to get kids here, and it looks like they've got a staff who's going to be able to talk them into coming to visit, and that in the past, at least at other schools, have been able to close. So I like what they're doing so far, you know, even if they don't have that Arkansas flavor to it yet.
They need to bring the recruits in and take them to Herman's Rib House and feed them dinner, and then they would get all of the recruits.
I would, if you want to get recruits, yeah. I would say you just put them somewhere in between the sorority houses. That'll just do fine.
Yeah, that'll work.
That's the old trick.
Boy, it's all about chicks and food with you guys.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you want to get an 18-year-old kid to say,
I'm thinking about ribs, and you're thinking about Russian sorority girls.
Hey, girls have ribs too, big guy.
Take them to Coach Richmond's house. That's how I said yes.
Well,
his
that's
ribs.
True. That's true. Can he legally recruit for Arkansas?
Sure, he can.
Is that rule? Is
I
that
don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
He's a friend of the program.
Yeah. Chris, did you see the story? I didn't read through it. Pat, I know, touched on it yesterday, the Forbes deal about the most valuable football programs in the country.
Yeah, I did get a chance to check that out. Arkansas, in the top 10?
Yeah, I believe they were 10th, somebody said.
You know, they lost, according to Forbes, they lost, 7% of their value from the year before, but they're still worth over $80 million, and they're in really, really good company. And, I can't remember who pointed this out first, but they're the only school in the top 10 that I think hasn't won a national championship in the last 3 decades. So they're in some pretty good company in terms of the value of the program.
I guess I missed. Is that football or overall?
Yeah, it's football.
Okay.
For the football program. And there are different ways to calculate that. I mean, the revenue they're bringing in isn't $80 million, but I think they're looking at, you know, the value of the facilities and some of the things like that. Ticket sales, marketing value, and so Arkansas is right there with, you know, with the big dogs in college football.
Is that an indication that they're going to win a national championship? Are you trying to say that, Chris? Should we expect one? Should we be, when people talk about the expectations of the Arkansas football program being a BCS national title contender, are those real expectations now, considering where we're at?
Well,
what kind of company?
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's the path that Arkansas was probably headed on, was to be in that conversation every year until this past year, which was as awful as it was. I mean, when you look at the big picture of the last 5 years of Arkansas football, they've been in pretty good shape. They've been in the right conversation. They probably ought to win their division at some point. That would help.
Well, Alabama's proven you don't have to win your division to win a national championship.
Yeah, but I think generally need to win your conference before you win the whole thing. He's right.
You know, win the conference. But I do think with the money they have, with the revenue they brought in, you know, they're investing it in the facilities. They're showing a willingness to invest in the coaching staff. And I think we've talked about this before. You know, Arkansas's coaching staff last year, what they paid was about middle of the pack in the SEC, and that would have been at the top of the Big Ten. and they've invested even more money this year for Brett Bielema and his staff. So they're at least investing in a way that you would want them to keep them in the national championship hunt. Will it happen? I don't know, but I think they're taking all the right steps to get there.
Chris mentioned that Arkansas was down 7% but stayed in the top 10 at $83 million. Behind Tennessee, Auburn, Florida, Alabama 6, Georgia 5, LSU 4, Notre Dame 3. Michigan actually was the biggest riser from a percentage standpoint in the top 10, up 28% to $120 million.
Wow.
For Michigan, and Texas is number one at $133 million. Big surprise. You want to talk about getting less with more. Texas is doing it as well.
Remember
as
Christy Dosh? Chris, I don't know if you're familiar with her, but she said Texas, it's the support of the alumni. They give so much back. It's not the TV network or anything. It's the alumni and how much they give back that gives Texas that much of an edge.
Well, how much longer can Mac Brown continue to put mediocrity on the field and appease these people? That's the question.
I don't know.
I think they're beginning.
One? Yeah.
They're beginning to get tired of it, but I got a buddy that lives in Austin. He's a Razorback fan, but he lives down there and works with them. And he said the majority of the folks down there are stuck in a Vince Young time warp. Like they still think they're the program they were, you know, in 2007 or 05.
Yeah.
How long has it been? It's been forever ago.
Yeah. 05, yeah.
Remember that time when USC was better than Texas and Vince Young played really good and we won? That was awesome.
Remember that time Danny Ford won the national championship at Clemson?
No.
Oh, yeah, it was 31 years ago.
I mean, Vince Young's NFL career is over. Can they get over it now? I mean, it's been that
point.
Long.
No, he's in retirement, I heard. He's collecting Social Security.
I heard he was hanging out at Ricky Williams' house, reminiscing about the good days back at Texas.
I can imagine what they're doing at Ricky Williams' house.
Telling stories.
Yeah.
Did y'all see this story the other day where he's actually, like, I guess showing up at kids' birthday parties and making money for appearances?
Shut your mouth.
He's going the Tiki Barber way, huh? You can hire him.
What does it cost me to get Vince Young to my kid's birthday party?
I don't know. Google that up.
Here's a better question, Chris. What would it cost me to keep Vince Young away from my kid's birthday party?
No, yeah, here's a better question. You don't pay him to come. You pay him to leave, okay?
That's it.
Chris, you want to hear an Ohio State joke? How do you get an Ohio State grad off your porch? Pay him for the pizza.
Yeah, we've heard that joke.
That's an Aggie joke. What?
That's Ohio State.
That's a lot of jokes. Yeah, okay, let's talk business. Chris,
if Texas ever figures out what they're doing, that will be bad news for college football.
Well, let's hope that they don't.
If Texas ever gets a coach, everybody's playing for second place. That's the bottom line.
Maybe.
They got too many resources.
They do have a lot of resources.
How can they stink that bad? I don't get it. And I just
They don't stink that bad. They were in the national title game a couple years ago.
Their coach is a dullard. That's how.
They were in the national championship a couple years ago, guys. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, if you look at his record compared to the previous Texas coaches, just
those coaches were dullards also. John Makovic, David Williams, Fred Akers. They've had 30 years of lousy coaches
You look at what Mac Brown, look at his record. It is off the charts. I understand.
Yeah, keep him there. I love him going 7-5 every year.
He can sleep his way to a national championship.
He doesn't go 7-5 every year. That's not true.
I'd say he's got 10, 12, 11 wins. You look at his record. The guy.
If you think he's a good coach, he makes Lloyd Carr look like Newt Rockne.
Okay? Yeah, you got to get over it.
No, Lloyd Carr.
Let's talk about something relevant to the average Arkansan, shall we? That's kind of the goal of this show. What'd you take away from the basketball game last night, Chris, if anything?
They've still got some work to do. That's as concise as I can put it. I've been really impressed so far with Kiko. And
yes.
I know Mike has talked about wanting at some point to get a little, you know, firm up the rotation a little more. Well, I think Kiko is going to be one of those guys that we see a lot of.
Yeah.
He's shooting well, he's defending, and he doesn't play. How tall is he supposedly?
5'4".
No, he's bigger than that.
He's about as tiny as you can get.
Yep. He doesn't compete on that level.
Okay.
Yep. He's fearless. So I've been really impressed with him. And, you know, BJ last night had one of those games that you look at and you go, maybe they can keep him for one more year. Maybe he's not quite ready to make that jump to the NBA. But they're, you know, I still like the pieces they have. I just think they've got room to grow.
That's a good thing, Chris. I like.
Are you coming to Central Arkansas tomorrow?
I will be there. Yeah, I'll be at the game. I'll be somewhere in the stands.
Okay. Well, good. We'll make sure you We'll have to get together and say, hey, before or after.
Do you know anything about Alabama A&M? Are they the Rattlers?
No, that was Florida.
Yeah, okay.
That's Florida,
anything
yeah.
About Alabama A&M?
I know nothing.
Okay, they lost almost by 60 to Iowa State earlier. So that's a little something for you.
Well, Iowa State's probably
like a powerhouse.
Iowa State's probably going to win the national championship, so let's just keep that in mind.
I think they'll be okay.
They beat Missouri State.
That's actually a good win.
Yeah,
I don't think Missouri State's any good.
No, they're not. This isn't the Conzo Martin Missouri State.
Charlie Spoonhauer is not in the building anymore.
Quanzo's not in the building.
Quanzo's not
Quanzo.
Either.
No. Steve Alford.
Well, that's a great scheduling job then by Mike Anderson.
Good job,
get
coach.
A victory.
Well, that's going to be fun.
Straight from the Bill Snyder School of Scheduling.
Well, as you guys know all too well, coming out of North Little Rock with a victory lately has not been the easiest of tasks, so yeah. I'm glad that they scheduled a patsy.
Well, they usually play good teams like Illinois and Oklahoma and Baylor.
Yeah. Houston last year.
Houston.
Yeah, and even when they haven't played good teams, they've
App State.
Yep, they've lost or come close to losing.
You just keep piling on, don't you?
Sorry, buddy. I didn't
mean anybody. App State, Melvin Watkins.
Yeah, I know. What's Chris? Have you heard anything on is that job in Field, or is Tim Horton still up for that, or what's the situation there?
Which job?
The App State.
Oh, the App State. Yeah, that job they promoted. I can't think who it was. Maybe their offensive coordinator or somebody in house, I believe, got that job. So he's. That's off the table for him. There's been some speculation that he might have an opportunity to go to Auburn. I don't know that there was ever an offer extended, but I think there might have been some conversation there. So I'm not sure. You know, I don't know what's next for him. I do know Tim's a heck of a guy, so I'm sure he'll line up with an opportunity somewhere. But at this point, I'll be a little surprised if he winds up being here.
Okay. What about Bobby Allen? Did we talk about that already?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I think it'll depend probably on how the rest of the staff shakes out. So,
any bowl games you're excited about in the next 5 days?
Oh man.
You got the Washington Boise State make a Las Vegas Bowl.
Nope.
You got Bobby Petrino's future team playing Central Michigan in Little Caesars Pizza Bowl.
Nope. Ugh.
Football. Let's see. Cincinnati Duke. Anyone?
I will watch. I actually would watch that.
How come?
Curious to get a chance to watch Duke. It's actually not nearly as bad as what they should be.
You're right. I have not seen David Cutcliffe coach on TV or otherwise. So, Baylor, UCLA, which might have been a compelling game last year. Not really. No. Minnesota,
Maybe Jim
Texas
Morrow
Tech.
Will give a good post-game press conference.
How about Rutgers, Va Tech?
The helmets. That's the only reason I'm tuning in.
Yeah, I'll watch for the toaster helmet.
Yep.
I guarantee if we pick that game, we will all pick it wrong.
I will.
We always pick Virginia Tech wrong. Or maybe, I mean, me.
they're impossible. They're impossible.
They are.
There are some bad games. Vanderbilt gets a home game in their bowl game. Do we like them against NC State?
Yes.
We love them.
Yes.
Okay.
New coaching change there, too, so teams in disarray.
NC State?
NC State.
Dave Doran, the guy that was at Wisconsin and Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
Good coach.
Well, he won't be there for Northern Illinois. They prepare to get hammered by ASU. Oh, that's Kent State they're playing. That's right. Northern Illinois in a BCS game. That's right. I couldn't get myself to think in
that's gross.
Those terms. It's,
that's just
so
wrong.
Stupid.
What a compelling game that will be.
Next thing you're going to tell me, a former Olympian was working as an escort on the side.
That is the most fascinating story I've read.
You know, and the most fascinating part of it is she said her husband knew about it
right. And
tried to get her out of that game.
Who was it?
Susie Faber Hamilton, and her last name's Faber. I mean, you know. Here's the other thing. They live in a $600,000 house in Wisconsin, and they apparently make really good money. She also has all kinds of speaking engagements she goes on. I mean, this woman makes a great living, yet she got
her
caught
up. Her husband
knew
about it.
She got caught up in the game, brah, the game.
Hey, listen, she
don't hate the player, hate the game.
She says y'all don't understand.
She's flipping some tricks.
She was so dominant in college, like they named, I guess, the Women's Track and Field Award after her, in the same way that Jesse Owens, his name, they named the men's award after him.
The Big Ten Female Athlete of the Year Award is named after her.
It used to be, at least.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but Jesse never started in the full Monty. So.
No, that's true. I'm going to guess that she probably won't be. She won't have that award named after her anymore. It is a bizarre deal.
Awards.
Married. Mother of a 7-year-old.
Read the quote about her. What her husband
said. Disney spokesperson.
Yes, not any longer on that either. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Does it have it in that particular story?
She says she was drawn to escorting in large part because it provided many coping mechanisms for me when I was going through a very challenging time with my marriage and my life.
Oh, brother.
It just seems to be a bit of an overreaction.
Coping mechanisms. That's what we're calling that now.
Okay, Pat, what do you think is more unlikely, the fact that it was actually a coping mechanism or that Tiger Woods had a sex addiction?
I think she's got a sex addiction. To be honest with you, I'm no psychologist, but I can see maybe something her husband wasn't providing for her pushed her to flying and meeting these men and then getting caught up in the game.
He tried to get me to stop. He wasn't supportive of this at all.
Oh, really? Newsflash.
Honey, I'm just trying to earn a little money that way.
That's a little known fact. Yeah.
He never supported my business.
You never support me in anything.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I think she should have gone Michael Corleone and said, I never talk to you about my business. Don't ever ask me about it.
Yeah.
It's a weird deal. I mean, it's just it instantly became the story of the year, and here it is December 20th. We finally get the story of the year. It's just crazy.
What's the story of the year here? Bobby, right?
Yeah, anything Petrino. Put a Petrino on it, doesn't matter, however you want to slice it. Yeah, crazy. Although Gus is he may be a distant number two, but it's a number two, I would say.
Yeah.
Chris, what about Arkansas business? What's that? Any big-time business stories stand out for this 2012?
You know what? I think the story of the year for us, and this issue will come out, I believe, on Monday. I think the story of the year for us is the same as it is for everybody. It's Bobby and the football program. Just because there's so much money tied into that, and there's so much success rolling, and then he goes and makes his boneheaded decision. So, yeah, it's. That's number one for us as well. In fact, I just wrote that. So
that's, you didn't write in there. It was a boneheaded decision.
Did you use the phrase boneheaded decision, Chris? I don't know if you don't want to.
Edit is my pick.
I want to run that edit on that.
I don't think that. Yeah, that's bad phrasing on my part.
Yeah. What are you doing for Christmas, Chris?
A couple days in Central Arkansas, a couple days in Northeast Arkansas, and then back home.
Back to work.
Yep.
Well, brother, we appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all letting me come on and spread a little holiday cheer.
One other thing we didn't talk about, baseball team, preseason number one. Surprised?
It's huge. Yes and no. I mean, that's with what they've got coming back. I mean, I think, what do they have, three or four preseason All-Americans with, I mean, three for sure, with Stanek and Piccello and Suggs. It seems like maybe there was one more, so they've got a lot coming back. I mean, they're a College World Series team, so and Dave's done a great job with the program, so I probably shouldn't be surprised.
I would prefer they were number one at the end of the season. That's when it really counts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, all right. Well, Chris, thanks, a great holiday. Be safe driving around, and we'll hopefully see you over at Verizon on Saturday, man. Shoot me a text when you get there. I'll try to come by and see you.
Cool. We'll have a sweet tea together.
That'd be great. I love sweet tea.
Oh, I like how you did that. Very good.
That's good.
Later, right. Chris. Thank you, big guy.
All right, take care, Chris. All right, same to you, buddy. Chris Bond of Arkansas Business.
What did you say to me when I walked in here today?
I hate you.
After you said I hate you.
Said you look really good because you got a new haircut.
Well, he said, did you lose weight? I said, no, I just got a haircut.
Huh. I said, did you lose weight or did you get a haircut?
Right.
He said, yes, both.